Okay, we will call this meeting to order of the Tioga County Transportation Advisory Board. We will start with a roll call.
Rick Zegentus.
Randy Hayes.
Devin Huff.
Kendall Hayes.
Ryan Caperton.
Doug Muller. And our audience is...
Jeff Fire from HDR.
Ron Gar.
John Sargent, Tioga County Board of Trustees.
Ms. Forrester, Sheriff's Office, Missouri, Missouri. Sheila Meyer, Ken Commission.
Perfect. Okay. First item on the agenda would be approval of last meeting's minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If none, vote. Those in favor, approval. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Second agenda item would be old business. Wouldn't have a... Anything that from previous we need to go over? Okay. Well, we will move.
Maybe I do have one item of old business. I don't know if it's old business or new business, but the first part of the expressway, the Hollister part, have met with, we have one property, one property owner in there, Alan Poindexter, and he is awaiting approval of a plat that's being drawn for him, and he has donated, and we have the drawings to complete to go through that. We're about 300 feet short of the Hollister city limits, which would be his property, but we have to wait for some materials off of the bigger project to get across that piece. So, but everything that can be done will be done. The contract for the construction is already done in the water park piece, so the Hollister leg of the expressway should be completed within about 18 months. So, 18 is the total project, and Mr. Poindexter met with the engineers and the contractors and all that, and myself, approved everything, so they're drawing up the plat. They've done the proposed alignment that matches up with the Great River alignment so that it is where it needs to be. And he was out of town for 2 weeks. He should be in next week. And they say they'll have the plat ready for him to sign. And if he does that, the construction contract is part of the larger public improvements contract for the water park. That's a $7.9 million contract, and that has been signed and fully executed, and that's between Imagine Resorts and Tomboy's Excavating, and that construction is underway. So they are working out there right now, and they will get to the expressway piece. The piece from Menards to the Industrial Park Drive is a 5-lane section, so it'll be capable of receiving growth on the expressway. Past Industrial Park Drive, it will be 100 foot of right-of-way, but it will net down to 2 lanes that will go east. Industrial Park Drive will open on the east-south end, so it will be a loop all the way through Industrial Park Drive, and it will help feed the expressway. So those designs are approved once Mr. Poindexter signs his plat. So that, I think that's old business.
Nice. That's some pretty exciting news.
It's very exciting for us. Yeah. And that little extension is about $1.2 million. And so for Hollister to have that in the bigger project, oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah. So. All right, going down to item 3, the Tioga County updates.
First of all, on Mr. Gar, when we get, I'm assuming on the new business, he's got some stuff he wants to bring up. He's brought up me and you before, but got some pictures to show you on some projects we've been working on. You've already seen that. Dalton Road, we did get that bridge completed. We're awaiting pavement. Round Mountain, here is what we started with.
That looks good.
You're going to have a picture of all the drug deals going down.
Here's a picture of the contractor not putting his equipment on high enough ground. There's another picture of the bridge deck. And then here's a picture of the bridge from a distance. And we are awaiting on pavement. Rick got to see it firsthand.
Devin took me out there, and my public works director, it's a very impressive project. It really turned out well, and for the people that live there, plus the fire chief has talked to me on numerous occasions about that. They are probably as excited as the residents are to have that there. So very positive, very, very good.
I'm definitely going to have to go out there and look, because looking at that compared to what was there, I'm almost...
Is it high enough to always be above flood?
It was honestly done on a 500-year plan.
Let's see.
So it should be.
Always is a long time lately.
Right.
Yeah.
But comparing it to this picture, it would have been to the bottom of the...
Bottom of the bridge.
Bottom of the piers or the beams.
But I think the surrounding area has been rubbed out enough, too, that it's going to facilitate flow. A lot of that problem there was a lot of that spillway type of thing.
Yeah, you started getting a little backlog.
We had on Bear Creek, I lost fences that have been in for over 50 years.
Swan Creek, we cut day up there and set a tractor where Alan Selgrove, who for 65 years has lived there, said it was going to rain. He said, put it up here. He said, that's never flooded since I've been here. Then he called me and said, your tractor's flooded. He said, no, there's water on my porch too, and it's never been there in 75 years since his dad had been there. And one of those made me feel there. At least someone told me that it won't happen, that should have known, but it
maybe that was our 500-year
may have been. May have been. May have been.
Old Cheese Plant Road, the bridge, currently we're scheduled for Thursday to get two of the piers up out of the water. And then a week from Thursday, we're scheduled to do the cap on two of those and pour the other one on up to get it up to where we do the cap on it. So we're getting there hopefully within a 45 to 60 day period if we have no weather. Getting close to being able to do the deck. We're pretty well winding down. We got about a week and a half, depending on weather, of chip seal left of doing 75 mile patching. We should be wrapping up by the end of this week. Mowing, we're still got one more round to go around and get everything mowed back to the right of way, and then we'll start in on brush trimming and getting 75 mile ready for next year.
Right. Ready to do it again.
Job security.
All right. Okay. Four. Anyone have anything from I was hoping at some point MoDOT would start coming again, but
I have a bit of a MoDOT update. Is the sidewalk between College of the Ozarks and the Southtown Center is a MoDOT project, $600,000, and that starts the first week of October. The signs are posted. They're starting to mobilize some equipment, and that is Emery Sapp and Son. That will be the sidewalk under the interchange. That will be pedestrian improvements at Industrial Park Drive and Burke Street in the interchange, and it'll be a lane realignment. Those of you that are familiar with coming from Lowe's and headed to Menards, you can't make a free ride out of the interchange because everybody's backed up going straight. So that'll get corrected too. So we're looking forward to that. Liquidated damages would begin on December 23rd. However, Emery Sapp and Son said they will be done by Thanksgiving. So there's a MoDOT update.
All right.
That'll start next Monday.
Sometime next week. Now, This is the third next week that they told me, but this time, the reader boards are up. I'm thinking it might really happen this time.
Yeah, so when he said by Christmas, I should have asked which year.
The liquidated damages have changed, so I guess they're going to get there and get done.
Yeah. Great. Has anyone heard anything on Beaver Creek Bridge? Devin, you heard anything on that? You know, they'd one laned it and they cut out.
Yeah, they're still doing the
core drilling. Okay. New business.
I have just a bit of new business here that we can share with everybody. Devin has provided me with the estimates from the state on the motor fuel tax distribution to the political subdivisions here. And I just want to look up Forsyth real quick. Okay, so the estimate when it goes fully into effect, and that is a 12.5 cent over, so it's coming up here a couple years out yet, but the county share of that is a 15% share, and the city's shares are 15% shares. So for Taney County, when this is fully implemented, the estimate from the Department of Revenue is $855,133 a year.
And that's estimated on 2020's figure.
So significant amount of
yes.
additional motor fuel tax. And also, too, this goes on population. This is not how much fuel you dispense from here, because Taney County would be higher and all of our communities would be higher because of the tourism part of this, but that's how that is dispersed. Branson's estimated share $204,263, Hollister share $85,938. So I mean, that's not $100,000, but it's getting there. So
yeah.
And then Forsyth $43,784. So I think pretty positive stuff. And starting to bring Missouri back into alignment with a bulk of the states. We're still way low in the state tax on that, but we're closer than we were, because everybody else has long since passed where we're at.
I think the first 2.5 cents starts in October of this year, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So that's all the new business I have.
Okay.
Mr. Gar, would you come right on up, sir?
Thank you. Thank you, Devin, for inviting me. We had a brief phone conversation yesterday. He invited me to your meeting. I appreciate that. I've been on a campaign about Highway 86 for several years, and I've just reached a frustration point that cannot be properly explained in a short period of time. They're very responsive to my emails. We've had numerous conversations over the years, but there's no action. Most of my requests, initially it started with driving on Highway 13 and noticing the difference in traffic patterns because of a simple rumble strip down the center of the lane. It's like a different world. Highway 86 of 10-foot lanes with rumble strips on the outside shoulder, which in effect makes those lanes considerably less than 10 feet. Now, in the current day, we have traffic with vehicles all of 108-inch wheelbase, if you will. So they just don't fit. I started this campaign because a number of neighbors got together and said, we're afraid to drive on our own road because it's a battle to keep off the yellow line. You're fighting the opposition all the time. Coincidentally, driving here today, I had three incidents on 86, an 18-wheeler and